Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It's 7:39. It's time to play Trump Tui. Tim's off today. That means producer Stevie joins me in studio. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
You wrote all the questions.
Did.
You did. Does this... I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing for you. It just really... It's a toss-up when Stevie writes the question. So, Stevie, I look forward to seeing what they are. Dan's going to join us as our contestant. Hi, Dan.
Good morning.
How's your morning going so far?
Oh, Wonderful.
You ready to play Trump Tui?
Yes, I am.
Okay, kick me out of the room and Stevie's going to take over.
Jen, would you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, guys.
Thanks. You too.
Good luck, Stevie.
Thank you. All right, Jen is out of here. You guys ready to get started?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Question number one. So two big film trailers debuted last night during the big game. We had Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and Jurassic World Rebirth. Which movie are you more excited to see, Mission Impossible or Jurassic World?
Mission Impossible.
All right. Question number two. So The Weeknd now has his fifth number one album on the Billboard 200 albums chart. His latest album, Hurry Up Tomorrow, had the largest week any album has had since May 4th of 2024, when the Tortured Poets Department came out. Which artist is behind the album, the Tortured Poets Department?
Taylor Swift.
All right, question number three. Starbucks will offer free coffee today after the big game. They will give a free 12 ounce of hot or iced brewed coffee anytime today if you're a rewards member. What is the name of the blended iced coffee drink sold by Starbucks?
Frappuccino.
All right. Question number four. The PlayStation Network had a 24-hour-long outage this weekend, and users couldn't access their online friends list, account management tabs, the PlayStation Store, or gaming. So my question to you is, was the original PlayStation console released before or after the year 1995?
Before.
Before? All right. Question number five. So Dogman has won the North American box office once again. The animated comedy dropped 62% from its debut weekend, but managed to hold on to first place with a haul of $13.7 million. So the slogan for Dogman is part dog, part man, all blank.
Hero.
All right. Dude, Dan, you know what you're talking about. All right, we're going to bring Jen back in the room. I'll add up your total, see how you do, see how she does. That's all coming up next.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Dan's our contestant. Stevie, how did Dan do?
Dan got five.
What? Dan, excellent work. Five questions correct today. That means I need to tie him.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Oh, boy. Okay, Dan, are you excited?
I want that shirt so bad.
You want that shirt so bad. All right, you're going for it now. Same five questions that Stevie just asked you. She's going to ask me, and here we go.
So two big film trailers debuted last night during the big game. We had Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and Jurassic World Rebirth. Which movie?
And How to Train Your Dragon. Why aren't you mentioning that one? I'm
well,
so excited about that.
Well, that wasn't included in the blockbuster list.
Yeah, all right, fine.
But
okay.
I'm sure that will be a great movie.
Okay.
But out of these two, Mission Impossible and Jurassic World, which one are you more excited to see?
I would say Mission Impossible.
All right, we'll go with Mission Impossible.
All right, does that count?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
I feel like you're going to see neither of them. But
that is correct.
Question two. The Weeknd now has his fifth number one album on the Billboard 200 charts. His latest album, Hurry Up Tomorrow, had the largest week any album has had since May 4th of 2024 when the Tortured Poets Department came out. Which artist is behind the album Tortured Poets Department?
That would be Taylor Swift.
Yes. Question number three. Starbucks offering free coffee today after the big game. You might need it. They'll give out free 12-ounce hot or iced brewed coffee at any time today if you're a rewards member. What is the name of the blended iced coffee drink sold by Starbucks?
A Frappuccino.
Yes, Frappuccino.
Oh, wait. Sorry. There we go.
Question number four. The PlayStation Network had a 24-hour-long outage this weekend, and users couldn't access their online friends list, account management tabs, the PlayStation Store, and even gaming. Was the original PlayStation console released before or after the year 1995?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It was before.
It was before.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought.
1994.
Four, right there. Mm-hmm. I remember it like it was yesterday. Not I don't. I'm kidding.
I don't either.
Okay.
I wasn't here.
You weren't alive yet. That's troublesome.
Question five.
Thank you, Stevie.
This is the one you have to get now to tie
to
it
tie,
up.
To tie, to go to a tiebreaker. All right, Dan, fingers crossed for you.
Dogman has won the North American box office once again. The animated comedy dropped 62% from its debut weekend, but managed to hold on to its first place with a haul of $13.7 million. So the slogan for Dogman is part dog, part man, all blank.
All bite.
Nope.
No.
Be good.
What is it?
All hero.
All hero. And by the way, both of my children, my 10-year-old and my 13-year-old, I believe own and have read like that entire series. But who cares?
They would have known.
Final totals, Stevie.
Dan 5, Jen 4.
Oh, no, you won. Congratulations, you did it. You trumped me, Dan.
Yes.
I'm
going to wear my shirt everywhere.
Yes.
Please take pictures. Please send them our way. Please please don't tell Tim when he's back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to have to tell. No, that's so exciting, Dan. Congratulations. You need to tell everybody what you just did.
This is Dan, Daniel, and Dylan from Olmsted Falls, and we just trumped Tui on Star 102.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Anaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Tim Richards off today. It's producer Stevie and I. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
I got to turn your mic on. There you go. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
Stevie has written the Trump Tui questions today. So our contestants are, you guys are first-time players. Good morning, Melissa and Emmett.
Good morning.
How's your morning going so far?
Good.
All right. Welcome to the game. I'm going to leave the room and producer Stevie's going to ask you all the questions. But in order to do that, you have to kick it off by kicking me out of the room.
All right, Chan, get out. Tell her, get out.
Get out.
All right. I'm getting out. Good luck, guys.
All right, Jen is in the hallway. You guys ready to get started?
I think we are.
All right, perfect. Question number one. So ABC is pressing pause on one of its most popular shows. The network has announced that The Bachelorette will be taking a break. Which red flower does The Bachelorette hand out to the guy she wants to keep dating?
What red flower? Do you know him? A rose.
All right. Question number two. Viacom has filed a lawsuit claiming that Nick Cannon's new show, Bad vs. Wild, is a flagrant copy of Wild 'N Out. The lawsuit also claims that he remains under contract with Wild 'N Out and has violated his agreement by hosting and producing a competing show. So, speaking of Nick Cannon, he was married from 2008 to 2016 to which famous pop singer?
Mariah Carey.
Yes. Question number three. Jessica Alba and Cash Warren have filed for divorce a month after news of their split first broke. Which of the following is Jessica Alba's character's superpower in Fantastic Four? Is it super strength or invisibility?
Oh, is it invisibility?
All right. Question number four. Last night, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22 to win Super Bowl 59. Who is the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Not Travis Kelce.
Correct.
I don't know. I knew there was going to be a Super Bowl question.
I know. Tough one. Question number five. Netflix has announced that the seventh installment of the documentary-style show Formula One, Drive to Survive, that brings audiences inside the garage and behind the scenes, is debuting next month. Which team is a Formula One racing driver Lando Norris on? Is he on McLaren or Red Bull Racing?
Pick one, because I don't know.
Red Bull Racing.
Red Bull Racing.
All right, go with Red Bull Racing on that. I'm going to add up your guys' totals here. You did good for your first time playing. We're going to bring Jen back in the room. That's all coming up next.
All right, thank you.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Tim is off today. Producer Stevie asked the questions, five questions, to Melissa and Emmett. Stevie, how'd they do?
Melissa and Emmett got three.
Ooh, good job, guys.
Woo-hoo!
All right, I'm going to answer the same five questions, and if I get more correct than you, I'll win. If you get more correct, you win the game. Here we go.
Question number one. So ABC is pressing pause on one of its most popular shows. The network has announced that The Bachelorette will be taking a break. Which red flower does The Bachelorette hand out to the guy she wants to keep dating?
It is a rose.
It is. Very sad about that.
You like The Bachelorette.
I used to.
Yeah, I used to, too.
I don't watch it anymore, but
same.
Still.
You don't
like,
want it to go away,
yeah,
right?
It's just,
I know.
Like, one of those things that's always been around.
I hear you.
Question two. Viacom has filed a lawsuit claiming that Nick Cannon's new show, Bad vs. Wild, is a flagrant copy of Wild 'N Out. The lawsuit also claims that Nick Cannon remains under contract with Wild 'N Out and has violated his agreement by hosting and producing a competing show. So Nick Cannon was married from 2008 to 2016 to which famous pop singer?
That would be Mariah Carey.
Yes. Question number three. Jessica Alba and Cash Warren have filed for divorce a month after news of their split first broke. Which of the following is Jessica Alba's character's superpower in Fantastic Four? Is it super strength or invisibility?
It is invisibility.
It is.
Yes.
You know what you're talking about.
I sure do, Stevie. Very well.
Question four. Last night, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Kansas City Chiefs, score of 40-22 to win Super Bowl 59. Who is the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Jalen Hurts.
It is. Good job.
And MVP of the game.
Wow.
How about that?
You know what you're talking about.
Stevie, they don't call me Sporty Jen for
that's
nothing.
True. You were that's locked right. in on that game.
That's right. Locked in.
Mm-hmm. Question mm-hmm. five. Netflix has announced that the seventh installment of the documentary-style show Formula One, Drive to Survive, that brings audiences inside the garage and behind the scenes, it's debuting next month. Which team is Formula One racing driver Lando Norris on? Is he on McLaren or Red Bull Racing?
Oh, he is on McLaren.
He is on McLaren.
How about that, Stevie? Woohoo! And don't call me race car Jen for nothing.
Your sports does not stop.
That it does not stop racing. With the race cars. All right. Final totals, Stevie.
Melissa and Emmett, 3. Jen, 5.
Oh. Melissa and Emmett, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Good job, Jen.
Thank you very much. It was your first time playing. This was kind of like your breaker-inner. The next time you call back, you're going to get me.
We might, right?
Okay.
Okay, what do you need to say, Emmett?
Thank you for letting us play.
You got it. That works.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.